We came to the guinea pigs, the only other animals besides Mahisha to have been starved at father's orders, having been denied their previous evening's meal. Father unlocked the cage. He brought out a bag of feed from his pocket and emptied it on the floor.
You see these guinea pigs?
Yes, father.
The creatures were trembling with weakness as they frantically nibbled their kernels of corn.
Well,
he leaned down and scooped one up. They're not dangerous. The other guinea pigs scattered instantly. Father laughed. He handed me the squealing guinea pig. He meant to end on a light note. The guinea pig rested in my arms tensely. It was a young one. I went to the cage and carefully lowered it to the floor. It rushed to its mother's side. The only reason these guinea pigs weren't dangerous, didn't draw blood with their teeth and claws, was that they were practically domesticated. Otherwise, to grab a wild guinea pig with your bare hands would be like taking hold of a knife by the blade. The lesson was over. Ravi and I sulked and gave father the cold shoulder for a week. Mother ignored him too. When I went by the rhinoceros pit, I fancied the rhinos' heads were hung low with sadness over the loss of one of their dear companions. But what can you do when you love your father? Life goes on, and you don't touch tigers. Except that now, for having accused Ravi of an unspecified crime he hadn't committed, I was as good as dead. In years subsequent, when he was in the mood to terrorize me, he would whisper to me, "Just wait till we're alone. You're the next goat."